Hello, this is Rich Benack, and we're going to work on a meditation to help us prepare for the Shankil battle scene for the 2010 Fires of Lunasa. So get comfortable, find some place where you can relax, and just be very, very comfortable. Now that you're relaxed, focus your eyes on a spot on the ceiling, and just keep your head straight and lift your eyes up, looking at the spot on the ceiling. And now take a deep breath and hold it as long as you can. And when you can't hold it anymore, let it out, release it. Feel the air leaving your body as your body becomes more and more relaxed. And now take another deep breath in while you continue to stare at the spot on the ceiling, and hold it as long as you can. And when you can't hold it anymore, release it, let it go. Feel your body relaxing. Feel the waves of relaxation in your body. And now we're going to take one more deep breath in and hold it. Hold it as long as you can. And just when you can't hold it any longer, let it out. Just let the air out. And feel yourself relaxing from your head down to your toes, the waves of relaxation moving through your whole body, all tension and discomfort relieving your body, draining away. And just notice how your eyelids are getting so heavy. And the harder you try and keep them open, the heavier they get. Till it's just so much easier to close. Closing your eyes. And just now, let yourself go deeper and deeper into relaxation. So now, bring your attention to your face. And scrunch your face as tight as you can. Feel the tension, the tightness, so tight, so tense. Feel it, and now let it go. Release it. Let all that tension in your face drain away, leaving you. And now tighten your neck. As tight as you can. Tight. So tight. So tense. Feel it. And now release it. Letting it go. Letting all that tightness drain out. And feel the lightness and the release of the whole area. As you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now tighten your shoulders and arms. So tight, so tense, tight, like you're feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders. So tight and tense, feeling it, and now release it. Let it go. Feel that tension just leaving your body, draining away, feeling so light, loose, and limp. And now, tighten your chest and your stomach, so tense, so tight, the way you feel when you're scared. Feel the tension and the tightness. Now let it go. Let it go. Release it. Feel this tension and tightness leaving your body. Feel it draining away, so loose and limp, more relaxed than you've ever felt before. Now tighten all the muscles in your pelvis and buttocks. Tighten them, tense and tight. Tight, tighter, tighter. Feel the tension in your pelvis and all the muscles in that area, so tight. And let it go, release it. Feel it leaving your body. Feel that relaxation in your buttocks and your pelvis. So relaxed, more relaxed than you've ever felt before. Your whole upper body is so relaxed. Just feel it, so loose and limp and relaxed. And now, tighten your legs and feet, so tight. Feel it, tight, tight. Tight, so tight, and release it. Let it go. Feel that wave of relaxation through your legs. So loose and so light. Your body is feeling so relaxed, all the way from your head down to your feet. And now we want you to tighten your whole body all the way from your head down to your toes. So tight. Feel it, the tension, so tight, tighter than it's ever been before. And release it. Let it go. Feel that wave of relaxation, so relaxed. Your body is more relaxed than you've ever been before. Loose and limp, light, as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. So relaxed, so loose, so limp. You're now in a very deep state of relaxation. Feel this wonderful feeling in your body, this deepest state of mental and physical relaxation. It feels so comfortable. Your body is so relaxed, so loose, so limp, so relaxed. And now visualize yourself at Olateus, at the longhouse. Visualize yourself by the mound. You're there. Feel your body. Just to feel yourself. Feel it through your body. The grass. The grass under your feet. Feel the wind blowing. How good it feels on your skin, and the smell of the grass and the trees. You're there at the longhouse by the mound. You're so comfortable. It feels so natural to be there. You can feel the grass under your feet. You can smell the trees, the grass, the water. You can hear the sounds of nature all around you. It is so quiet, and you hear these sounds, and they make you more and more comfortable. It feels so natural to be here. You've been here so many times. You're standing by the mound. You're feeling so comfortable. Your whole body is relaxed. And now you pick up your weapon. Perhaps it's a sword or a spear. It's a weapon you are very, very comfortable with. So comfortable. You feel it in your hand. And as you hold it, This weapon feels so light. It feels natural. It feels part of your body. You can feel it as you hold this weapon. You can feel the relaxed state that it puts you in. Whenever you hold this weapon in your hand, your body becomes more and more relaxed. Just picking it up, you feel the relaxation, the energy of this weapon making you more and more relaxed and making you completely confident. Confident in your ability to do the katas needed for this sword battle. Holding this weapon in your hand is reinforcing your skills, reinforcing your confidence, letting you know that it's completely natural, this weapon in your hand. As you visualize holding it, feel how your body feels with this weapon in your hand. So relaxed, so natural. You feel so empowered with this. You are ready. You are ready for the battle, this battle scene. You're confident. You know your partner has your best interest at heart. He or she will do whatever it takes to protect you. They're as well trained as you are. You can feel it. And you know that you have trained very, very hard. And you have complete confidence. The confidence that you know how to do what needs to be done in this battle. Just feel it. Feel this confidence in you. How good it feels. Knowing that you are completely ready for this battle. And just hold it. And now your partner is coming towards you, and you're ready to do your kata. Your weapon is in your hand. This weapon feels so natural, so light, filling you with confidence. And your partner's there. You know this partner is there to protect you. They will keep you safe, and you will keep them safe. You can feel it. They are your friend. They are people you work with. Somebody you have absolute trust in. This is your partner. They will protect you. You will protect them. And just feel yourself practicing the kata with them. You're going through it. You're going through it slowly. Just so relaxed. There's no tension. You know how to do your kata. You can feel it in your body. Just feel it as you go through the kata. Your body is relaxed. You don't think about anything. You know your body understands what needs to be done. And when they do a strike, you do a perfect block. And when you do your strike, it's a perfect stage combat strike, perfectly safe, going to right where you want it, so comfortable. Your blocks are perfect. Your body is relaxed. Your partner seems to be moving so slow. It's so easy to block their strikes. And your movement is so relaxed that you are doing perfect stage combat strikes. And so confident, so comfortable. As you practice, you go through, working through each strike and block. Slowly filling you with confidence. And you do, the more you do each strike and block, the more confident you get. The more you know that you are able to do this battle with complete confidence. It's there. You can feel this confidence in your body, throughout your entire body. If you can feel it in your skin, you can feel this confidence in your muscles. You feel this confidence in your ligaments and tendons. You can feel this confidence in your bones and organs. The confidence that you will work and do your movements perfectly. You're perfectly safe. Your partner will protect you. You are very well trained. You have been trained to block, to strike, to move, and your body is relaxed, and you're continuing to breathe. You breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. So your breathing is helping you to become more and more relaxed as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. It's helping you to become more and more relaxed. And each strike and block makes you more and more confident. And as you hear the clang, it makes you more relaxed. The clanging of metal on metal, or metal on wood, or perhaps wood on wood, is helping to relax you. Helping you to feel confident in yourself, feel confident in your partner. And just relax as you visualize going through your battle scene and just feeling the confidence. And you can go through this several times. And each time you practice this in your mind, you practice your katas, your blocks and strikes, you become more and more confident. So relaxed. You're holding your weapon and it's making you more and more confident. You're breathing in through your nose and mouth. It's making you more and more confident. You're looking at your partner and know that you are completely safe and that they will do everything in their power to keep you safe, and that you will do everything in your power to keep them safe. And if your role is to die during this ritual, you can feel yourself going down to the ground in a very relaxed manner. Feeling so comfortable, just going down to the ground. You're doing a perfect back fall, or perhaps it's a front fall, but it's perfect. It's safe. You know exactly what you're doing, and it feels so soft as you go down to the soft grass. As you go down on the soft grass, it breaks your fall. You're so relaxed. You are doing a perfect fall. And you know that your battle scene is looking very, very good. If there's an audience there, they know that you are trained, that you are doing a perfect kata, perfect techniques. And knowing that people are watching you makes you more confident, because you know what you're doing. You are doing it perfectly. Having people watch you fills you with confidence. It makes you aware of how confident and skilled you are. And having people around you does not distract you in any way. It just makes you more and more comfortable. As you practice, practice all your techniques and practice your fall. If you're doing a death scene in this kata, you're feeling very relaxed. So confident. More confident than any time in your life. And this confidence in shows to anybody who's watching you. You will feel the confidence. And you will know that you look confident because you are confident. You're relaxed. Now, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. And you're going to come back to your room, feeling relaxed and refreshed. 1, the energy is flooding back into your body. 2, feeling refreshed and relaxed. 3, lots and lots of energy. 4, feeling unconditional love. Totally confident. 5, open your eyes, wide awake, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and ready for the fire's lunasa.